night with your favorite radio station.
I want to talk about masturbation.
I think that's in very bad taste.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
Booyah!
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Who gives a fuck?
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Well, that looks pretty crappy.
If you're one of the thousands of men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, you already know that it's no laughing matter.
There, now if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Sometimes I have trouble talking to girls.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
I'll cheer you up if I stuff some fig newtons up my nose.
Internet, that thing's still around.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap! Oh, my God!
What is it?
You are listening to Beat Love Radio.
What is happening? This is Richard, and you are listening to Geek Love Radio. Once again, that would be...
for Monday, January 17th, 2005.
Yes. So, what's going on, Adam? How's it going? Today, we have, as always, Shannon, and our guest that continues to come, that won't go home, Torin. What up, Torin?
What up?
Whoa, he's really loud.
Sorry, Adam. Trying to keep it on the DL.
He's mic 2?
He has, yeah, he's mic 2.
I'm supposed to be loud and proud, Adam. Don't shut me down.
Alright. I'm sitting here in the engineering seat today.
Yes.
Because you're so good at it, Adam. So good.
Yes, you are. Hey, do you want to turn the master down so we don't hear ourselves? I don't want to hear me. I'd rather not. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
So we walk in, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden there's a bottle of Jack Daniels on our table.
Shannon comes walking in with it.
He's like, check this out, guy.
The only one who's not 21 or older.
He's like, stop.
What's not his?
Wait, did you steal it? Okay, then. Never mind.
It's disrespectful to card someone. No, you can't
Does
do
Allison
that.
Know you have it? Alright.
Is she upset?
Your mic's not on. Your son on.
Try it now.
Still not hearing anything. Look at the cord or something.
Use this one really quick.
What's up?
Hey. Nope, can't hear that one.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Can you hear me now?
It's got like a short in the cord or something.
Can you hear me now? Yes, it does have a short in the cord. Sorry, I can use this one. That's alright. We're good. Yeah, it has my name on it.
Yeah.
So, I better use that one. So, yes, Commander Zig's on again. What's up, Commander Zig?
Commander Zig is back.
Avast. Meat eaters.
Okay, so we got a good show tonight. Nobody knows what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we going to have callers tonight?
Yeah, we can work on callers. I'll work on callers later. Like, during... Later.
Alright.
Sometime. We got emails we got from people. I just printed one of them out before the show. This one is from, let's see, Useless. This one is from Useless. Useless. I can't even say his name. We're going to throw his picture up on the site and stuff like that, but he says, nice to know there's a show like this out there. I wish that the Hacker Radio Project would come around more quickly to fruition and that I could listen to it in my car then. I much would rather listen to this stuff than mind-bleeding, boring, morning comedy shows. Keep up the good work. And then he sent us a thing in binary. And since I can read binary, I can't. I decoded it, but I forgot what it said.
I think it was something like, Richard, you're a pimp.
I think
badass.
It's, yeah, Richard, you're a pimp. So, I know. No, it's binary. It works. So, yes. We got some other emails from people. I got a lot of instant messages again, but, do you just want to jump into emails, or do we have any updates? Oh, face the jury. Face the jury contacted us. They want to do something. Ooh, sponsor us
somehow, or we sponsor them. We don't know how that's going to work out yet, but we're, you know, in talks.
It's a work in progress.
Right. Work in progress. So I've been talking to that dude. Let's see, who else? Anything else?
Not really anything else going on right now.
We're leaving for California in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Congrats, boys. Congrats.
It's going fast.
What's in like 2 weeks? I don't remember.
Tests.
What's that?
Tests like crazy.
Tests?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I've got like four.
In two weeks?
Yeah.
No shit.
Not this week, but next week I have like
that four.
That kind
of sucks, man. I'm sorry.
I can't give the test if I, you know, go to his house with a time bomb strapped to my chest. I'm your boy.
No, I heard a really good comedy line the other day that was,
yeah.
No, I heard a really good comedy line the other day that was like, the guy was like, you know what? How do you get somebody to go in the bus and blow himself up and kill 20 other people? I can't even get 3 people to help me move. I mean, okay, nobody laughed, but it was funny when I saw it. I swear. Yeah,
your mic's not working now. Richard's mic is out of commission. It's
yeah.
Funny because it's the mic he doesn't want to use, but it says Richard on it.
Well, you know, he's a productive individual.
Might as well just buy a new one.
Test.
Well, it was working. We heard
test.
We heard you say
test. Test.
It's good enough.
Dude, I had the power switch off.
Okay. Oh, Rich.
Okay, so let's go into emails or any messages and stuff that we've gotten. A big one, I got 3 messages from 3 different people asking how to stop being so shy. Since it's the beginning of the semester once again, I figured we could go into this. I have a top 10 that I'm going to go into that I have pulled up that we can talk about too. But before we do that, I want to know anything since last time, you know, any more tips or things we could talk about again about not being shy. And mind you, a lot of people that are listening to the show are probably in college and are learning how to, like, you know.
Amen, Richard, amen.
Just be themselves. So, anybody, Shannon? Any ideas?
Any ideas? Oh, jeez. Trying to get some virus.
Well, one thing that I know that works to alleviate you from your shyness is sitting right there in front of you on that table.
Ooh. Oh. I'm like, what?
It works pretty good at making
alcohol
you not shy.
Does.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
But it's only a temporary solution, though.
Don't get dependent on alcohol. Because that, you know, as Torin, who was telling his stories before the show.
I'm sober, it's okay.
Well, I'm glad you're sober tonight.
I'm just waiting to see Shannon take a shot, because he brought it out here for a reason.
Shannon. So, yeah.
It'll help his knee.
It's all about helping the knee.
Oh, did you see the picture on his door of his knee surgery?
Oh. Yeah. Yes, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty ripe.
As he lifts up his leg, oh, it's looking better. I'm like, looking better.
Come on. Come on now. Yeah, buddy. I just wanted to point it out. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, you know?
That's funny.
Hey, Adam, we got a message that says, oh, that's my dad, never mind. He says, cannot listen, or cannot get sound. Not able to listen.
He's like, okay, it's my dad, never mind. Like, well, both streams are on, and
okay.
We got a broadcast.
Hey, try stream number 3. Did that work?
Oh, let me check.
Oh,
here we go.
Dude, that's not a
shotgun.
Nope. Alright.
That's a lie. Okay. That's not a shotgun.
Take the whole thing, that'll feel good.
Dude, you take that thing.
Yeah. As he becomes the alcoholic of the house. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to even say what I did this week. I know. Hey. I was pressured into drinking. Peer pressure sucks. Peer pressure's a bitch. I know. I love peer pressure. It's right. Good.
I've never given into it, so I don't know what it's about.
Whatever, Torin.
Dude, I didn't drink until I was 21.
I know, but Torin's obsessed
Richard,
with our Playboys.
You know,
now.
It's true. This is a maxim. This is legit. Don't even.
Alright. So let's go into the shyness thing. Is this medicinal? This is medicinal. Let's go into the shyness thing. Adam was talking about alcohol. Alcohol sucks for shyness. Don't do that, man. I mean, it's good if you want to just go out and have a good time for, like, you know, a night. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going out and having a good night, but if you're going to depend on it every week, it's not going to be a good morning.
Yeah, it could be a bad morning.
Oh, I'm
Shannon, it sounds like you speak from experience on that.
I haven't had a bad morning since New Year's last year.
Okay.
That was a bad morning.
Alcohol involved, obviously.
Yeah, that whole beer before liquor thing.
Everyone's sick.
It works.
Yeah, that was
true. Right.
That hasn't hurt me at all yet, the beer before liquor thing.
There's a reason
since
why.
Since we're on the alcohol subject. Since we're on the alcohol subject.
We can recommend an excellent drink that me and Richard both enjoy.
I would agree.
Commander Zig, what is your favorite drink?
Commander Zig, what's your favorite drink? No, my brother, what's your favorite drink? he called me up last night.
Yeah.
But, twice.
He forgot that he called you the first
time. It's like, anyhow.
What are you
doing these days?
He's at school.
Alright.
But yeah.
After we were at Perkins and had the horrible waitress.
Oh, can I talk about the waitress?
Did you post about it in your blog?
Yeah. If anybody wants to read about the horrible waitress you had last night.
Yeah, just mention the blog.
Just go to my blog.
Were you guys at Perkins here in town?
Yeah.
How bad was that?
It was bad, man. Alright. She spilled like a half, like, thing of water on me. It looked like I pissed my pants. I'm like sitting there. She didn't even move and like look, like she had no emotion in her face. She sat there and she's pouring it. She's pouring like water into my cup. First of all, she was pissed because she had to get more water.
Yeah, the first time she walks back to give us
appetizers.
She doesn't give us silverware at the table until we ask for it.
Yeah.
She seemed to be like disappointed that we ordered water to begin with.
Yeah, she's like, water?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Like, it was like she did not like water or something.
How about water? Water's healthy, you know?
And then she plops down our
appetizer. He drank all of his water, and then when she was coming back with the silverware, he kind of like shook his empty ice-filled glass in front of her, and she just totally blew that off.
Yeah, she didn't even see it. I'm just like, and then I look at Adam and he laughs. So then we're sitting there, and then she brings an appetizer. She, like, plops it on the table. And then, what else did she do? Oh, when she came back, I'm like, hey, can I have some water? And she looks at me, and she gave me, like, the dirtiest, evil look ever. She's just, like, turned back, and she's like, is that all you want? And I'm like, oh.
She got a $2 tip for a $22 meal.
Yeah. We tipped her.
I'd say that's pretty generous, actually.
Yeah.
I seriously would have put, like, a quarter down if that's it.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then there was the guy that up front, working up front, that we paid. Apparently, some guy hit on him before we got there, and yeah. The other waitress working with was making fun of him. And this guy was totally just flaming gay, but he's sitting there, he wasn't.
Yeah. The dude's like
he's sounds like Perkins.
The dude's like, oh my god,
like, it would have been okay if he was a she.
The guy was pretending not to be gay. But, yeah. We should have him. We should have him on the show sometime. He was like, no, the guy was like,
he was absolutely
sitting there.
Flaming.
He had like a lisp and like he would do the hand things and like.
He was about 6'5", weighed about 120 pounds.
It was crazy.
His natural pose is like this. His hand just.
That's not right, dude.
It was pretty crazy. And then he was complaining because a gay guy hit him. But that
was like he's a little insecure.
Just a little.
The woman working with him was pregnant. He's like, I'm not afraid to hit a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, when he said that, when he said that, I'm like, I was thinking of you.
Oh, I'm
oh, Torin. I'm when like, he said, I'm not afraid to hit a pregnant woman, I'm like, oh, that's something Torin would say about now.
Yeah, there was a good episode that we came out on. I'm not against pregnant women in any way, shape, or form. Thanks, Richard.
No problem.
Is your mic on?
Should be.
Yeah, right, he's, well, on. He's just low.
Right, it's sound
yeah, Adam turns me down.
I turned you up again.
It's Deez.
Hey, we have somebody that's messaging us. Lisa in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, listening to us, and she says, I love you guys. We love you too, Lisa. Ow, ow. Send me your picture.
Gracias. Yeah, send in your photo if you're listening. Photos.
Yeah, keep guys. Everybody send us messages or questions.
Especially,
we'll be online checking them.
Oh, okay.
Corey wants some
Adam,
Asian
don't
women.
Bust out the race card right now.
Let's not bring up some Puerto Rican stories.
Richard said it. Nah.
I like white girls. I like brown girls.
About the minority.
I'm with you on that, Adam. Amen.
There's nothing wrong. Okay, anyhow.
Because the American girls, I've been there, done that. I'm
4 years?
Moving on.
Did,
yeah.
did you? I did a 4 year.
I did 2 years before that.
You had a 4 year bid, and then I had a 2 year bid. Both white girls? Okay, yeah. I didn't have white before that, but. Anyways, sorry, me and Adam were just reminiscing about a long time ago.
Yeah, we have similar relationship history.
We thought about bringing it up, actually. We were both in a very long, I would say painful four-year relationship. Is that right, Adam?
Do you guys want
sometimes
to talk? Sometimes painful.
You still talk to the old lady, or how's that going?
Nope.
I think,
she drowned.
You know what, today I...
No. But she didn't drown. I was going to say she dropped out of school.
Yeah, right? I really don't think she goes there anymore.
Oh, okay.
She fell off a cliff. It's real sad, you know.
Yeah, okay, Adam.
I just got the draw, and it sounded like I said drowned.
I don't know. I thought it was a Freudian slip, to be honest.
She drowned in the pool.
No. I drowned that, Jared.
Cover up.
You might wish.
Cover up.
That works.
Okay, hey, somebody wants us to describe ourselves on the air so people can know what we look like.
We have photos on the site.
Yeah, but I want to describe myself. Because, they don't have photos on the site either.
You can go to Xavius.com.
I'm tall, masculine.
It's XAVIAS.com. Me and my buddy on that site, so. What? No, come on now. I'm just saying, because Richard won't put my picture on the site.
Hey,
it's like I'm a disgrace.
I will, dude. I will. Don't worry.
We need to give Shannon a blog. Would you blog if people want to for you?
I'd blog.
Alright.
We need to set Allison's up, too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I have long dark hair now.
I
have short dark hair. I'm 6 foot, 5'11", brown hair. No, I'm 6 foot, 5'11".
Yeah, I know, you're much taller than me.
I know. I usually get the preppy thing going for me. That's about it.
Yeah, the paper said we are both handsome.
Yeah, we're both handsome.
So that was nice.
Adam
said they said I have the skater oriented look, apparently.
Yeah, Adam looks like a skater. He has the long shaggy blonde hair. He has
isn't
the blue thing.
Trying for the Kurt Cobain thing.
Blue eyes going. What?
I did that in high school for a while. Actually middle school.
I worshipped him when he died, dude.
Adam would look like Eminem if he cut his hair really short.
And we have short
That's
pictures
what I'm
to
say.
Prove it.
Yeah.
The pictures where
he does
Eminem side by side with my picture with short hair, and it's pretty good.
She's pretty hot.
She looks like...
Hey, we're on the show, man.
I didn't have my mic.
This is why we need the live video for the show. You can go to the camera and be
You want to talk about that? Or did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did mention that, but there really hasn't been no further advancement on that yet because I'm not sure what computer we'd use for that.
Yeah, we're looking to buy a computer so we
The only extra computer I have laying around right now is a Pentium 2 200.
Yeah, we're looking to buy another computer so we can...
broadcast live video.
Live video in here so we can set up some cameras and
probably
then
from a USB webcam or we might use an actual
No, I have my regular digital camera that we can use. And it'd be good quality video.
Yeah,
so it'd stream the sound and everything at the same time. So it'd work out nice. And stuff like that is kind
but
of
But I think
like
the sound that we'd broadcast is we'd split this.
Yeah, we'd split that.
So, enough technical jargon.
Yeah,
Let's get back to some love related.
Yeah, let's get back on the show because we're way off topic. Off topic tonight.
Somebody needs some stash. Okay.
Refrain from
some
the
Abe whiskey. Let's see. What were we talking about? Oh, the how to not to be shy. I mentioned on the show before, because we have a lot of new people since, our first three episodes. I mentioned on the show before going to the mall and practicing on people. Practicing not being shy, by going to one of the girls that works at the store. Obviously, she's going to approach you, because that's her job to approach you. And then you'll get practice on being approached by girls, that way. Even if it's not, anything big, you'll get practice being approached by girls, and you'll have practice talking to girls if you're kind of a shy guy that doesn't want to do that. And, that's a good place to start.
Or if you're just really lonely and you want some chicks to come up to you.
To step it up.
Yeah.
To step it up, go to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but I can see it now. So what are you doing today?
I'm going to the mall.
What for?
To practice.
I'm going to go practice. practice.
Practice not being shy. Cool.
Ooh, can I come too? I tried getting one of my friends to go, but he wouldn't go because he really needs practice.
And Richard didn't ask me, so.
Dude, you do not need practice.
We should take a day.
No, yes.
We mentioned the Geek Love TV show on there before, and I just thought that'd be a good place to do some filming.
What's that? At the mall?
Yeah.
We have to get permission.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Yeah, we have to get permission before we can bust
it. We might be able to.
This is Lisa's picture that she sent us. Lisa, I'm not quite sure which one you are. I think you're the one on the left. Nice. We'll throw you on the site. We'll throw you on the site. It'll be good. Look for your picture on our website sometime. People are talking about the waitress and stuff. Anyhow, like I said before...
I can see that's a good comment.
Like I said before, she's like, the waitress must have had it out for you guys. What a bitch. I know. That happens.
Seriously, dude, I would have rolled the hoe right there.
I would have.
Pregnant or not, I mean, I got nothing against her.
All right. We got to prepare from the aim because it's making us get way
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we're all gathering around.
Just get it. Minimize, all right. Minimize that shit and we'll check it at halftime.
Okay, we'll check it at halftime. Like I was saying before practice, I'm going to go through a top 10 list sort of thing today, and it's like practicing not being shy. And the one is practice for a friend. Like a big factor of shyness is the fear of rejection. So eliminate this factor by approaching and picking up women that might be your friends or your brother's friends. And since your own ego isn't at stake, you'll be less inhibited. And this is kind of like what I was talking about, like going to the mall. Obviously, there's not a fear of rejection because you're not going to get rejected by somebody. I mean, they're going to want to come try to sell you something. So all women are going to, you know, anybody working at stores that are women are going to approach you no matter what. So that'd be a good place to start. Taking baby steps is number 9. And break in, like, if you can.
You're doing a great job here, Rich.
At least you're on topic, man.
At least he's on topic.
You're alone with the
I'm afraid I'm going to get way off topic.
Taking baby steps. Treat dating like 12-step programs. Start with, like, smiles, you know, show people that you care. I mean, like, smile, people. You have nothing to lose if you just do a friendly smile.
Well, that's great. I mean, you can take baby steps all day, but, I mean, so you're in the store, right? You see this banging bra. You're like, what's up, girl? You know? You can't take a baby step and smile at everyone trying to get a number.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're not up to par, man, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, but what if she's the one? And you F that up, then you're done, son.
That's what we're trying to get at, man.
Alright.
But when baby steps, we need to clarify, because we're going to have listeners going up and saying, hi, my name is... Be like, what? Do you have a cell phone?
No, I mean, like, okay, random
because
girls aren't probably the best people
to
start.
I might like to call you, perhaps.
True.
Random girls are probably not the best people to start on. Like, if you started on somebody, like, say...
Stranger, my
name. No, say that you work with somebody, or say somebody in class. You're going to see them on a daily basis. So, like, baby steps. You smile at them for a while, like, a day or two, you just... make eye contact, smile.
Good example.
A couple
Rich.
Days later, you might want to say hi, you know, and then just take baby steps from there. You don't have to be like, bam, hey, what's your number? Let's go out, you know? It's not like that. You can, I mean, beautiful women intimidate people. So, and
yeah,
beautiful
okay,
guys,
okay.
too.
Okay. I guess I'll go with you on that one.
I have pretty eyes. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, if you take... I mean, you can't obviously take a baby step with some random girl on the street because you're never going to see her again. So that's
all I was trying to point out, right?
You just got to go balls deep and just go.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tournament. So.
Go big or go home.
Exactly. Number 8, don't sexualize with women so much. When you talk to a woman, don't view her as a sexual trophy.
Damn it.
Ah, we're going to get into a question later about this, too. But for now, don't view her as a sexual trophy, but as a person.
Why can't she be a person and a sexual trophy, Richard?
Because they're two different things, man. If you start...
I don't know about that.
If you have a sexual trophy, all you want her for is sex.
Okay, I've been there.
Okay. Now, if you want a like, if you're talking to a person, you're not after sex. Like, you're talking to me. I'm not your sexual trophy, I would hope.
No, Richard, but from a female perspective, don't you want your partner... to be a friend as well as you're a lover? Is that not the point of marriage? I mean...
Yeah, but you don't... That's not a sexual trophy. I mean, you're not going to walk
good
around...
if she was.
You're not going to walk around...
Come on, Shannon, you want to say something? Right?
Shannon's like, no.
Alright.
I'm just saying, like, you can't think of her as, like, man, I'm going to have sex with her. Because, like, that's obviously going to mess with your mind.
Yeah, but before you actually begin to speak with her as a person, any man is gonna look at her as a sexual trophy. That's just what we do. I'm not saying it's right, but that is gonna cross your mind. I mean, just as a very first impression, you're gonna say, how is she in the sack, you know? I mean, am I gonna hit that from the back or what? So, yes, you can still talk to her as a person, but, you know, you're gonna look at her a little bit different right away. And you know, as soon as you begin, you start to talk to her.
In a way, I agree. Not so extreme.
Well, it's never that extreme, man.
Obviously, there's gonna be like a physical attraction.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you're not gonna be going after.
I mean, I've even learned that in my psychology classes. Like, as a guy, it's something that you're gonna think about no matter.
You're an animal. Hit that shit, okay?
It's kind of a primal urge or whatever.
That's right. You gotta make babies. So.
Whatever. It's like you. I think I heard once that guys have some sort of sexually oriented thought in their head every 10 seconds.
I thought it was every 7 as well.
Oh my god.
Towards like 3. Again.
Some lower than others.
Again.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think there's, in the background, you know, I can relate that to a thread, I guess, on a PC site. You've always got some bit of a sexual tension, you know, in the background, but once in a while it's stronger than others. You know, let's just say, for example, you know, you're driving around, whatever, you see some retarded hot female, right? I mean, of course you're thinking about
retarded.
Spanking it, you know
is she
what I'm
retarded
saying?
Or is she hot?
No, if you have kids with her, they're going to be retarded because she was so hot. That's what I'm talking about.
You ever seen...
She was your cousin?
Oh, no. Much hotter than my cousin, okay?
Oh, you did not just say that.
Torb dated his cousin for 4 years.
So, thanks, Shannon. Even though you didn't know that.
I actually... I've never done that.
Well, that's not what I meant by retired hot Shannon, but that was a good tie-in to my messed up dating patterns. Thank you.
Once again,
how the hell did that happen?
Damn a reunion, buddy.
Oh, no. You gotta explain, man. This is
I could understand if maybe, like, she became, like, a cousin or you didn't know.
I didn't.
Okay, he didn't know.
It's not even... Because I have a married second step adopted cousin. Oh, it's like,
well,
they're like totally not even.
Alright, that's no big deal then.
But they didn't know they were cousins.
That's
it's
no big deal.
Torn calls me up. He's like, dude, I think I'm dating my cousin. I'm like, what?
You're like, dude.
I'm like, dude.
Gross. And what, like.
Well, you know, Aunt Alicia, I took her out over break. She's also my third, but there's no blood. Because Brick's sister, I took her out. Dude, there's nothing wrong. Keep it close.
Richard,
you know?
Your mic's broken again.
Ah, my mic's broken. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Can you hear me
now? Yeah, we got you.
Dude!
We got a hell of a question.
Oh, we got a question. We'll hit it up in a second. Let me finish this.
Don't ignore, Richard. Don't ignore.
I won't ignore. Don't worry. All right, number 7. Don't put women on a pedestal.
Oh, dude, I so do that every day. That's ridiculous.
They have flaws. That's what it says. It says, we're all human beings and we all have flaws. I don't really understand this one.
I don't know.
Taking on one is much nicer than... I think...
Well, don't set them higher than you is what that's saying. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically what I do, Richard. I try
no,
to take
okay.
care of that,
you know? No, it's thinking... Having the mindset that they're better than you. Yeah, like...
I always think that.
No,
damn right she's better than me. I ain't
gonna.
But
then you're always
like
gonna
that.
Be man. If something's better than you, or like if someone's better than you, most people are gonna be scared to approach it.
As far as approaching somebody, yeah, it's definitely.
Like if you think a guy's better than you, or like say like some girl like Orlando Bloom or something.
That kind of
like,
steps back to the trophy thing. If you see her as a trophy, she's on that pedestal. But if you see her as a person, you're on an equal playing field. Am I right?
Okay, that's what they're talking about. Okay, number 6. Let's go. Lower your expectations.
No!
I'm gonna...
Disagree.
If anything, step those up, because you're gonna be seeing that every day.
Broken mic.
That way, I was thinking...
Your mic is in and out a lot. It's still nothing.
Hello?
Alright.
Hello? Yes?
Just let him know.
I'm gonna be... the rest of the
That's show. What it sounded like for a while there.
He's switching me. Shannon's
like
a good roommate. You gotta like press the bottom and like, I don't know, it's weird.
It's like press it and semi twitch, twist it.
Yeah.
Pull
it, twist it.
My
favorite toy when I was a kid.
Lower your expectations. Never lower your expectations.
Never.
That's one thing you shouldn't ever do, because no matter how hot you think a girl is,
there's always some chick hotter. That's an amen right there.
So you wanna go, no, I'm just saying like.
Isn't that true? Is it not true?
I don't know.
Richard, just say it.
There's, I'm sure there's
Adam,
a ton of
is it
girls.
Is not true?
But wait, think about this, man. Theoretically, there'd have to be a hottest girl, because there's never going to be, like... I mean, there's only a certain amount of people in the world.
Yeah, but I see a lot of hot chicks.
You're going to line them up, though, and be like, ooh.
Yeah. They're all
are
different.
Are you challenging me?
It's hard to say which one.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
This is a challenge. I think it kind of depends on your personal situation at the time.
Especially, like, let's put it this way. You know, you're at the strip club.
Right now,
you know that chick looks
right
good.
Now, being single, there's always hotter girls, but...
Amen, Adam. Amen.
When I have a girlfriend, there's no other girl except her.
Okay, that's my problem. Okay.
Torrance, like, oh, that's what my problem is.
Holy shit!
He's like, this whole time I've been thinking all these girls are hotter.
I can't help it, Richard. I'm a cheater.
So Torrance not gonna have a girlfriend for the next couple of years.
Thanks, Richard Black.
At least not one that listens to the show.
That happens, it happens.
He's ratting me out again.
Alright, let's see. Number five. Don't take things personally. I guess don't take it personally if they, you know, don't respond to you. Because, you know, there's a lot of girls out there and there's a lot of people, or there's a lot of guys out there. And if you're trying to overcome shyness, and you have, say for instance, I don't know, I can't think right now.
You know, something to go along with this is that I've heard lots of times is just don't set yourself up with just one interest in mind. Because then give yourself a plan B.
You like having interests?
You should have more.
I kind of agree with
you
that.
You should have more than one person you're interested in. Otherwise,
like 10?
You get turned down by one unless you have more that you're...
See,
or if you're permanently dating one, at least you got one on the backfield, you know what I'm saying?
The three-way A play? I don't care.
That was my master plan.
Do you want to explain this on the... The Torrent doesn't want to talk about this on the air, never mind.
It would have been a very good position for me, though. Am I right, Richard?
Three-way A-play. Anyhow.
This mic shock.
No, you're good. No? There's like thousands of volts of electricity going through it.
Good.
I know, I try to...
Here you go, Shannon.
You're drinking, it's alright.
Yeah, you got like...
It won't matter.
You got like whiskey fumes coming out of your mouth.
You won't feel it. Alright.
Shut up, man.
Number
be listening.
Four, learn to listen.
I mean, my whiskey.
I think that's some bullshit.
Learn to listen.
That's some bullshit right there. Never listen to that woman says. If she goes start telling you, get me this, buy me that, take me here, go there, that's an automatic hell no right there. Do not listen to that woman. Just my personal opinion.
You're just making friends.
I'm just being honest. I mean, honesty is the best quality, Shane.
That happens, but it's good to listen. Like, when people talk, you just want to...
Take out the trash. Fuck no, bitch!
Fuck no, bitch! You take
That's
it
what
out.
I told her.
You got two legs.
What's wrong with your legs? They broke.
Oh, dude. We were in the mall. We were in the mall, and we saw a mannequin in a wheelchair.
You're trying to be politically correct, or what?
No, there's a mannequin in a wheelchair. I'll put this up on the website. It was a freaking mannequin in a wheelchair.
You took a picture of it?
Yeah, I took a picture of it. It was so freaking incredible. Because it's not like one of those things that you see every day, you know? Like a mannequin sitting in a wheelchair. What? He can't walk away anyhow. It's not like he has bones in his body to...
Maybe they're just trying to show that not all mannequins are created equal, Richie. Some
care.
That are crippled at birth. You know. Probably had a retarded hot mom or something.
With the cousin daddy.
It's in there. Anyhow, number three, talk to a lot of people. Make friends. Go out. It doesn't matter if you're attracted to them or not.
Exactly. Networking is the number one problem. I mean, how are you going to meet strippers if you don't know any people that go there? So
this is... I'm going to pass around the picture on my phone. It's a fucking... fucking incredible. Anyhow.
What store was this?
It was Kohl's.
Well, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Wait,
didn't you model for them? Holly was a model for Kohl's.
You should have went up to it and put your arm around it. They're like...
Set.
Should have had a chick straddle it, dude. It's not even pimp as hell.
You're like, girl, you need to straddle that mannequin. He ain't getting no love, dude. Can't feel it from the waist down anyway.
Anyhow, continuing.
So I says to the man...
So I say... Oh, wait. Hold on, let me change it. Alright, there we go. You're like, oh, I don't know. Anyhow.
I accidentally pulled up the sort of cleavage.
Yeah, there was a cleavage
picture.
What?
The
cleavage shall rename anonymous. Pre-made anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anyhow.
It's a good show. It's a good
show. Alright, number two is don't fear rejection as everybody looks at this picture. Don't be afraid of getting rejected because it happens to everybody. And I know it's kind of hard to understand, and when you're being rejected and people are like, I hate you. Or they're just like, the worst is getting the rejection hotline. Idiot. No, the worst is having the rejection hotline. There's a site out there for those of you who don't know.
Rejection.
It's called Rejection Hotline. And I think it's rejectionhotline.com. And you can basically pull up. Yes, thank you.
Check it out.
Basically, you can pull up a number, a local number, and you go and you can give this out to people. And when they call it, it sounds something like this. Hey, find like a number and I'll call it and see if I can get it on the air. But,
using the speakerphone?
Yeah, I'll use my speakerphone. But, yeah, you call it up, basically, and people, like, say a girl. I got this number from a girl in a club once. And it wasn't because she was giving it to me, it's because she was telling me about it.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference.
I think she was drunk.
No, she was telling me about it. I was in, like, junior in high school, and we went up to Davenport to dance at a club. Anyhow.
My bad, Richard.
Yeah, it was.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
What, the rejection hotline?
Yeah, here, you can call the one in Chicago.
Yeah, give me that number.
909-502-7.
This is the rejection hotline in Chicago. Let me call it up really quick.
Call
that bitch. Speakerphone on. Ding, ding,
ding. Let me turn down the music.
Oh, never mind. A lot of people are getting rejected, obviously, because all circuits are busy. Hold on.
Try calling it again. But you need to put it close to your mic.
All right, hold on. I'm trying it again.
All right. Da, da, da. I can hear it.
Well, God, fuck that.
Dang it. We'll try again later on the show. Let's go through the last one. Is get out and socialize, which is kind of like what number three.
I think that's bullshit. Yeah. But 3 and 1 is different. So,
anyhow, so that's
what about a different number?
Again, because again, as Shannon stated, how are you going to meet some strippers if you don't know where they go? So,
give us another number.
3 and 1, pretty soon.
Damn it.
What's going on E-Bomb's world to get a little bit of soundboard action?
Piece of crap, it doesn't work.
Piece of crap.
Here we go, the Boston one.
Call the Boston one.
All right, here, we'll try the Boston number.
And then if it doesn't work, we'll...
617.
617.
861.
861.
3962.
3962. This is Rejection Hotline. This is the Boston number, 617-861-3962. And I'm calling it from my phone really quick. Oh, I just didn't call it.
Okay. Beep. Hello, this is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com. It's sponsored in part by Hitch, the cure for the common man, starring Will Smith in theaters February 11th. Anyway, the person who gave you this number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given the rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person. Hey, no, this could mean short, fat, ugly, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general loser. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe. Maybe the idea of going out with you just seems ridiculous, playing meatball with unicorn. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you. Thanks for calling the Rejection Hotline, provided by RejectionHotline.com, and sponsored in part by Hitch, the cure for the common man, starring Will Smith, in theaters February 11th.
Alright, that's enough of that. We don't want to hear them pimp this stupid movie. So that's how it works. They have advertisements. That sucks.
At the end, I don't know if anybody heard it. Then like,
I could hear
it. Like, don't feel so bad about being rejected. It could be much worse. You could have been laughed at too, and then they start laughing at you. But yeah. I had that number installed on my phone a couple times.
So the geeks that are listening should put together some sort of Java applet for your phone to, when someone gives you a number, it'll scan the database of known rejection hotline numbers.
That would be a good idea, Adam.
Be like,
okay, let's answer some questions.
Be like, no, that's not your number. That's rejection hotline.
Don't play me, bitch.
Okay, let's get on to some questions now. All right, we got a question from a listener.
All right,
listener,
you played it.
I'll get it.
Listener question.
Listener question, and this is a question from somebody else. Remain nameless.
Good call, Richard.
Okay, Nameless says.
Nameless says, I wanted to tell you that the reason I started listening to your show was that because I'm young and I'm starting to think about becoming intimate with one of my female friends, but I don't know if it's accepted in my community. What advice do you give me? Can you help?
Well, first off, how young is young? I started about 8, I mean, 10, 12, 20, what?
Well,
in an age group here.
Personally,
within
I
your community, is it like an Amish community or?
Well, this is what is up. This listener is a female.
Snap.
And she is wanting to become intimate with her female friends. So, as Torrin pulls down the Playboy.
That's a maxim, Richard.
So,
sure it is.
So, the female friend... Hey, okay, so our listener is 18 years old.
Okay, that's a good age group.
Our listener is 18 years old.
Old enough
to
know better.
She's in a very Catholic community, she says. And she wants to...
Catholic?
That rings home.
Yeah, we're Catholic, yes.
Fair enough.
And she wants to become intimate with one of her friends.
Well,
now,
here.
On a whole, what I'm going to say is that, honestly, I don't think it really matters.
And I'm going to jump in and say you should wait till marriage, because anything intimate before marriage is just cheating yourself.
All right. Contradiction in terms.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to
just generalize it by saying... do whatever makes you most happy, your relationship or your Catholic stuff.
And let us not forget that God is always watching.
Way to freak her out now. No, but like honestly, dude. but honestly, like seriously though, it doesn't really matter. Like if she says she's not allowed to marry other women, dumb fuck. She called you a dumb fuck. Bitch slap.
Okay, I guess I'll take that.
Yeah, because you can't marry other women in the Catholic religion.
Hey,
obviously,
you.
That's not a lot. But, seriously, though, it's not about... In the end, it's what you feel deep down and, like, how you... There's, like, a quote that I watched in a movie the other day.
Give it to me raw.
And it was, like... I forget what it exactly said, but it was, like, anything you're passionate about, you should never give up on. And, like, it doesn't matter if it's, like, love or riding a bike.
Or lust.
Or walking. But, she bitch slapped you again with the, obviously he doesn't get many girls.
You're right, I don't, I'm sorry.
I bet she gets more girls than you. Anyhow. Anyhow.
Come on, we gotta make this not be so much like Loveline.
I know.
Step it up.
So... I'm saying, do what you feel, you know, is best. I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to talk because I'm not in this situation.
Yeah, those are kind of restrictions that I haven't had to deal with before.
Such as?
Like the Catholic.
Hey.
To do with the
whole you've never had like a religious setback, you mean?
Yeah, never. Had anything
I've had a pretty much close one. It was because I'm actually Catholic, and the girl I was seeing wasn't. She was actually, her parents were kind of against it, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to push my religion on you, but at the same time, I don't feel you should be able to push it on me. So we kind of talked about it and said if things got serious down the road, that both of our parents would get over it, and love would take the top, I guess, because religion's always there, but love should always be the primary factor. So
yeah, love is the primary factor. I think,
I mean, isn't, like, you could school me if I'm wrong, but isn't that looked down upon, like, the whole,
I will school you if you're wrong here, Adam. It is looked down upon, but...
Like, where isn't it look like it's very simple to be in the
Not necessarily. I think the Catholic Church has really opened up recently, from my experiences with it anyway. You know, pretty much what the big Catholic thing right now is that, you know, you can marry somebody who's not Catholic, you know, because obviously that's fine, but they prefer if you raise your kids Catholic, just because, you know, that's basically the offspring of the church right there, so. It's not really sinful to marry somebody who's not Catholic, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
But what about same-sex relationships?
Obviously the Catholic Church is not fine with that right now, but, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
I mean, so it seems like if she was truly respectful of her religion, then, but I guess you can't fight feelings that she has, you know.
That's true.
It's like, that's why it's really hard to say, because I know that people don't just decide to...
You gotta go with your heart.
You don't just decide to, like someone of the same sex.
Follow your heart. That's what I like.
That's what I do. I like that, Richard. I mean, you gotta make yourself happy, right?
Yeah. Because in the end, it's all in like, you have to live it to yourself. And you're you gotta be with yourself all the time, so.
I like that. Good call, Adam. I'm gonna give you some props.
Yeah, just follow your heart. It's not about caring, like, you know. Obviously, in the end, it's what makes you happy, and you're the one that has to be happy, because you're the one that has to live with yourself.
I mean, but how long is this going on? Is this, like, serious, or is it
playing? I don't know. She logged off.
Okay.
But,
you were talking too much shit, Adam.
She's gonna have a good time tonight,
I'm always
she said.
Talking shit.
I'll show you the IM later, but she said she's gonna have a good time tonight.
Alright.
Let's see. Next question.
So she was solely waiting for our opinion.
Yeah, she was, actually.
It's like, alright, time to go.
Commander Zig, of all people, messaged us again.
What's his drink of choice?
His drink of choice was the blood of my enemies.
Oh, come on.
Damn, actually, he
crazy.
Says
did
it's two parts blood of my enemies and one part bourbon.
Sweet. You got some alcohol in there.
Anyhow, he says, after you guys are done with the shyness topic, if you have more time, can you get into talking to girls, small talk topic again? For example, I can pretty easily talk to girls that I know and I will never date, but if I find them attractive, then I automatically start mumbling incoherently. Oh, and Richard...
You're thinking with the wrong head when that happens, bud.
And he says, oh, and Richard, hotness is relative, so there will never be a distinct hottest girl.
I like that. Thank you very much.
I have the hottest girl sitting next to me, though.
You can't necessarily label somebody as the hottest girl, because it is relative, you know?
You know, are you drunk? That girl's hot, you know? Are you not? You know, she still might be hot.
Obviously, when you're drunk, the standard's lower.
Your mic's not working.
Shan, you
he
fucking
said
religious
about,
kid.
What did he say? His mic's not working. If you want to repeat.
This mic sucks.
We heard it. Sucks.
Awesome. Is it better now?
Yeah, no, it is.
Well, yeah, because I have two mics.
No, it was fine before he put that up there.
What?
It was fine before he put it next to you.
Say what?
It's working good now.
So what were you saying, Chin?
Let's hear the rant.
Dude, I totally lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
It was I got it for him. Like, it was marriage. It was not being intimate before marriage. That's what he was going to get into.
Well, I wasn't going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
I'm
right.
He's not a firm believer.
He's like, I'm not a participant.
What was that?
He's like, I'm not a participant in that way of thinking.
He's like, I need more whiskey. Anyhow.
Not tonight.
So are you against it, though? I mean...
I really think it's what you and that person feel. I mean, if you're willing to take on the responsibility that could come with what, you know, with what could possibly happen,
true.
Then I think that, you know...
Well, I guess the only way I can relate that is, let's say you find that girl, she is the one, and you end up, you know, you do fall in love and you end up getting married. Wouldn't you rather have it that she was your first and... You were her first intimate experience. I mean, doesn't that bond actually tighten you when it's your very first, both of you?
Yeah, but think about what if they're really bad? I mean, I realize you never
know.
But I mean, you know.
But yeah, even if the sexual experience was bad, the bond that was created between those two people being their first time is inseparable. That's why people who do wait for marriage, you know, before they have sex that first time, it's so much harder to break them up, especially, I mean, look at the divorce ratios. It's just the numbers are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you just look at it. Some chick, you know, she rides some guy at a club, and then, you know, he was nothing, so what's the next guy? Nothing again. So, I mean, it just doesn't mean anything after a while, so.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'm a big, you know, I'm a big promoter of waiting to be married, so anyways.
Continuing.
With his topic?
With Commander Zig's now. How to overcome stumbling and mumbling with girls.
It's how, I don't know, it just kind of makes me wonder how he's mentally preparing himself for this. It's just
jumping into it. And
he
like,
knows.
Like Torrin said, thinking with the wrong head.
No, I think as far as the like mumbling goes, I think he just might be a little nervous because Richard said they can be intimidating. Am I right?
They are.
Especially when she's topless.
All
it's
the
very
time.
Hard to think.
Dude, I think...
I think
those girls just steal all your
he's
money, too.
Like he's putting
hey, them, trust me, I know.
he's putting them like a higher level than... like he's putting them on a pedestal thinking
yeah.
they're better than him.
Good call, good call.
I like what we were saying.
That's hurting it. And he's thinking... like he's trying to... he doesn't want to say the wrong thing. He doesn't want to mess up. He doesn't look like an
yeah.
idiot, so...
We're all human.
Yeah,
so.
We are all human. We do make mistakes. But I think I can relate to him that, you know, he feels like, oh, you know, I make this mistake. Boom! Not getting laid. Right there. So he's a little nervous about it, you know? He's trying to get some play.
Yeah. But on the other hand, when I get nervous, I just start speaking Spanish.
Okay, that's good if you're in Mexico.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Estoy muy nerviosa ahorita. Yo creo que voy a hacer el resto del programa en español para que no
entiendan. We're going to have an
all-Spanish yeah. I don't have enough Spanish to pick that up.
Your mic wasn't working, though, unfortunately.
Not that it mattered.
I'll get a new mic.
La biblioteca.
The library or something?
Yes.
He's like... in the biblioteca.
¿Cómo se dice episode en español?
Episode. I can't think right now. Sorry, I was reading the...
Richard,
episode.
No, habla español.
Sorry,
he's half Polish, it's okay.
Start speaking African...
He's a Pole.
African... Africanese.
And they're German, so I feel there's kind of hostility. There's a huge hostility between you two. I don't know.
Irish, hey, we're just gonna speak African
German
for the show.
Okay, we need to.
Alright, he's laughing. Anyhow.
A little hot there, Sean.
Alright, I have another question, and it was...
Ask it like it's hot.
The question was... no. The question was... I got this on an instant message this morning from somebody, and the question was...
How do Pop-Tarts work?
No, not how do Pop-Tarts work. It was asking...
How do I get my girl to do the Pop-Tarts?
It was asking, why do you guys... No, wait, what was it? What, the trophy one? What was the trophy one? We were just there, and like they messaged us.
Should I look for a trophy wife?
No. Why do you guys always go after the trophy? Or why do the snobby girls? Oh, I think the direct quote was dumb, stupid, ditzy blonde. No, wait, not blondes, but just dumb, ditzy, stupid girls. Like, why do guys? Because
you know those girls are
those
just girls. Freaks when they're getting some ass.
I don't. Those girls.
It's just how those girls get down.
They slap you. They hate you. You know, and it's fucking. That's money right there.
I don't even look twice at girls like that.
Neither do I. If they don't have glasses
you mean you
or
don't
something,
stop looking?
I like that.
I don't even look to begin with.
Whatever.
I don't even like blonde girls.
You know what? That's because...
blonde girls are just out of the game for me.
I was just going to say they're not the certain... they don't have the certain requirement.
For they don't have that accent. You know?
Yeah,
they
don't know.
Accent.
They're not looking for that green card, you know what I'm saying?
No brown hair. No... brown eyes.
I know, that's... Hey, I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, anyhow. Anyways. So, I was... So, I go...
So, I was wrist deep in this 9-year-old.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, your mic worked for that.
Anyhow. Oh, we got more people talking to us. So, what do you mean? It's TJF. Isn't it the same reason?
AIM is destroying the show tonight. Okay.
What's that?
AIM is destroying the show tonight.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm closing this. No, it's not the same Richard that jumps on your show and hijacks it or whatever. It's a different Richard.
Oh my God.
Anyhow, the question was, why do guys go after trophy girls? Like the ones that are like...
Because that's the girl you want to see ass naked. I mean, you want to see...
It's because some people have the, like... mindset, like, why settle for anything less than what I want?
Bam! Right there, Adam. That's me.
I think it's just because they're easy.
Because otherwise, if you know you want something more than them, then anybody you're going to be with is just going to be play. You're not going to take it seriously. Or you know you're going to leave them at some point or whatever, so...
Okay.
It's just because they're easy.
Might be
never mind, he's got a mouthful.
Might save some heartaches.
Like, we were at a party, and this girl's like, oh my God, And she was, like, talking about her sex life, and I'm just like...
Well, okay, in my personal opinion, I'd be like, well, yeah, it's kind of annoying. You know, you either put her face in the pillow, get her a muzzle, whatever, but she's going to be a good fuck, and you might as well get it done. Face down, you know, ass up, that's what we like to fuck. Come on, Richard, get it done.
Thank you, Torrin, for the insight. Let's get some liquor in here.
No, that's the last thing I need. Right?
Okay.
I'll stay sober for one day.
Okay, sober... Sober for a day.
Hey, let's try something new right now. Anyone listening? Send in instant messages.
You can something? Richard, shut it down.
If you have a question, you can ask anybody who was here an individual question if you want.
Open that up, Richard.
I don't mind sharing personal
stories.
There's
Shannon.
Open it up.
Shannon, the youngin.
Oh, now we get like 50 messages.
We got Richard, you got Torn, and you got me.
Adam's a good one to talk to.
Well, we have a question.
Uh-oh. Or anyone.
Oh,
this
sounds stupid.
Oh. That's the girl that dissy, stupid, slutty, bitchy. Those are that's the. All
right. Well, I don't want to come out and piss anybody off, but did your man cheat on you with this girl or what?
No. She asks another thing. She says, "My question asks about those girls who do girls, and do guys really think that there's a possibility of long-term relationships with these dissy,
nope.
stupid, slutty, bitchy relationship girls?
No pale.
Or are they just trophy prizes? And I would say, yeah, they're just trophy prizes because obviously." If you can't really, you know, communicate with somebody.
Or you can't afford the bitch, one or the other.
Most guys are going to know from the start that it's not a long-term relationship opportunity.
It's like,
ooh.
That's true.
Unless they're just total noobs, like...
Well, yeah, and if you meet her at a club, she's tripped out on E, and you drop a roofie in her drink, it doesn't even matter.
Like,
she ain't even talking
in the episode of South Park where Butters gets flirted with, like, the Raisins waitress flirts with Butters, and he totally thinks that, like, she's into him, and...
And he starts calling her like $300.
Yeah, starts calling her his girlfriend and brings his
she's
parents,
my girlfriend.
Brings his parents to Raisins to meet her.
Dude,
they call it Raisins because there was like all these little kids working in like a Butters.
Dude, my favorite was when Butters was adopted by a Paris Hilton. I loved it when Butters was adopted by
God
Paris
damn
Hilton.
It, Butters.
Anyhow. Yeah, I think guys just go after these girls. I can't speak from experience because I don't go after those girls. Like, I'm smart. And I'm smart to begin with. So...
Really, it's only a certain type of guys going after those types of girls. And almost like maybe she's liking these types of guys. The type of guy that is going for those types of girls they probably want to be with anyway.
Yeah, it's not one of those, like... Like, I go to a party and I see a girl like that, I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm like...
Stay away from that one.
Yeah, there's, like, no point in talking to her. Personally, I would never pick up a girl at a party, because that's not...
Yeah,
that's
a really bad place to
move. Or a bar.
Bars.
Yeah, let's all get drunk. Nice way to meet somebody. Hey, I'm drunk. What's your name? Let's start a relationship.
I'm a pirate.
Pirates. Arrgh.
That was off the Taco Bell commercial.
I know. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean last night, though.
I'm full. Sorry. That's too much commercial.
Killer boots, man.
Killer boots. Anyhow. So, yes. What to do? What to do? Oh, yeah.
I can't believe the show's come to this.
No, I have another question, but... I mean, we've already gone over this kind of on the show, and... It was just a issue on, as long as Torn doesn't chip on my mic. It was an issue of I could pull up the email. It was a shyness issue, but it wasn't shyness towards like, he already had a girlfriend and he still felt shy. But.
Then he needs to probably make some steps. In the
probably needs to get fucking laid. That's what needs to happen.
Okay.
So he needs to make some steps.
You answered everything. Well, actually, in that case, it probably would get rid of his shyness. I mean, within the relationship.
No, I'm speaking from experience. If there got
be
some...
nothing left to like be shy about.
Exactly. You've seen that bitch, Nick.
So,
hey,
in that
next
case,
week
it might actually work, but it's kind of you could start baby steps, maybe.
Next week, we're gonna do. I'm just planning ahead for next week already. Next week, we're gonna do Valentine ideas. Since Valentine's like 3 weeks away, it's probably good to start planning that.
Like, I was going to say, dump the bitch, save some money.
Valentine's.
That's rule one.
One of my rules is do not buy pre-made Valentine's cards.
Why not?
Oh, no.
I make every Valentine I ever give out.
You can't make a Valentine's card. I mean,
Adam,
can't.
That's heartfelt. That's deep, dude. That's some deep shit.
I mean, if someone likes SpongeBob, don't buy them SpongeBob cards. Draw them SpongeBob and give them to them. I don't know. It's just
but if you're not talented,
yeah, you're not talented like that.
If you can't draw, people are kind of. I mean,
it's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. Yes.
I mean, it takes no thinking and really no compassion. Yeah.
Like I drew
a box of Valentine's at Walmart compared to like sitting down with the white piece of paper and your colored pencils and your Crayola or whatever and drawing it out the best you can.
A good call.
Showing them that you put effort into it.
Yeah, one really good gift for the lady listeners to give to the man. Definitely a Hustler and a BJ is definitely a good combo. So if you're looking for gifts. Anyways.
Anyhow. Anyhow. As our female population of the show drops.
It'd just be like...
Anyhow,
Torrance views do not represent those.
Torrance views are
disclaimer.
We're gonna throw one on the site
or the broadcasting networks or any of our affiliates
or anyone in the biggest face of the earth.
I can just see like one of those NBC commercials, and then like a star pops in the background. It's like do 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 do.
The more you know.
The more you know. Geek Club Radio is no way associated with Torrance Billups and anything he has. Anyhow.
Way to drop a last name.
He dropped mine earlier, so
I'm
like,
well, I'm the only Torn I know, so probably the only Torn in Iowa, so.
Anyhow. Now that we've dropped all our names.
Call the Richard.
Thank you, Torn. I just Richard! What's happening?
The Hustler and a fucking BJ.
Dude, you know how happy I would have been as a boyfriend? Yeah, never got that. So I'm just trying to point that out.
Wow. Anyhow. We're going to lock the doors from now on, Torin. We're going to lock the doors.
Just because I'm like, who the hell's knocking on the door?
Anyhow, Valentine's Day presents will be next week. We'll cover that in detail. And it won't be...
For those of you who aren't artistic, you need to start drawing your cards now.
Yeah, practice till Valentine's Day.
For you.
Yes. We should start,
that's
like...
That's still kind of hard, but...
I'll write love letters to anybody.
I paid good money to have someone draw this card
for
you.
As long as people pay me.
And I don't get a Hustler and a fucking...
Let's see what else.
Richard's trying to get us back on topic.
Yes. I'm trying to, man. But you guys don't listen.
No, me and Adam.
That is one of the main topics. Listening.
I gave a shitty comment about listening earlier.
Escuchan. Escuchan.
Spanish for listening.
So, yes.
We're trying to get the ladies' man.
No, we're not
spooning.
Ladies' man soundboard.
I'm like getting closer to Holly.
It's all about the good times.
So, anybody want to talk about anything in particular before?
I wanted to touch on this subject that one of your listeners did. I don't think we got. Well, we kind of touched on that one listener that was talking about being intimate, and I brought up the before marriage, all that BS. Sorry, Shannon. You have something to say?
He's going to say it again.
No, I'm not going to say it again.
Continue.
No, I was just going to say, you know Sarah.
Continue.
Anyways, you know Sarah. Well, me and Sarah are really good friends. And obviously, I'm not shy from the saying it how it is. And I'm constantly trying to hit on her. So I'm trying to get advice from you guys at the station here.
Okay.
I'm constantly hitting on her and hinting that, I'm trying to be with her. And she's constantly saying, why don't guys like me for me? Why do they just want to have sex with me, blah, blah, blah. And I go, so boom, right after that, I'm like, I know you. We're friends. Why don't we go out, on a more serious level, and baby step it, if you will. And she just does not want to do that. So I take that as a definite no there, Richard.
I think she knows you want sex, man.
I don't, though.
At all?
No, Richard.
When you look at her, you don't tell me. Look
honestly,
at me right now.
I'm dead serious.
Everyone else except
I'm dead serious.
This girl.
I'm beyond that because I know her. She's a real good friend of mine. I'm serious.
So You don't want to have sex with her at all.
Number one, she's not Asian. So, no, I don't want to have sex with her.
And, I'm glad it's a prerequisite.
And we're really good friends. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to take it to a, you know, a little bit better level. Just, you know.
I'm going to say, Torin, that... Okay, here's first step.
Okay.
Because you're dating out of your normal.
I know, that's right.
Okay, does she know about your normalness?
Yeah, we talked about it. She always pulls her eyelids out, so, you know.
Okay.
So she kind of makes jokes about it. You know, then she never gets serious about it, so I just don't know what to do about it. That's why I'm consulting with you.
Okay. Oh, we got an Asian chicks rock. I am, but,
yeah, yeah.
But the thing is...
From Commander Zick.
Like, so she knows, like, that you like Asian girls.
She does. And she knows she's obviously not.
Yeah, so do you think that might be a
thing? I think it's kind of a... And then she kind of always brings that up when I try and, you know, say something serious. She's like, I'm not Asian. And I'm like, well, okay, I can look beyond the race issue, you know? I'm just trying to say, is she truly not feeling me? But she keeps bringing up, hey, why don't guys like me for me? I mean, is that a hint at me or no?
I would say...
It seems like it when we're hanging out, you know, we're
she, like, brings it up and says...
Yeah, she brings that right when we're doing something. She'll say, why don't guys like me just for me?
Okay, this used to happen to me, too.
Amen.
Like, I'd be with girls and they'd be like, oh, why can't all guys be as nice as you? I wish I could find a guy to date that was nice like you.
Well, she doesn't say stuff like that. She doesn't, like, praise me as a nice guy. The only thing she says is that, I mean, because I'm probably not. The only thing she says is that, you know, hey, when I bring up, like, oh, why not more than friends? She's like, no, we're just friends. And I'm like, okay, but you want somebody who doesn't want you for sex and yet doesn't know you at all? Okay, I don't understand her.
Yeah, see, that's confusing. Do you have any input? Think about it. But, like, I think you should definitely just get to know her. But, like,
we are, like, damn good friends. Like, I talked to her probably 4 times a week, more than my ex-girlfriend, who I was literally obsessed with, who is Asian. And I just gave up on her ass, so.
But, on the, like, but the thing is, though, like, she knows what your history is, right?
True.
So she knows that you have a history of...
Well, like I said, we've talked both about past relationships at the same time. I've talked about my... Pretty much the reason I have the Asian obsession, you know, that girl. And she's pretty much talked to me about her only real long-term relationship in high school. And, you know, we've gotten through that stuff, but...
You're just going to have to sit and wait, man. Be patient.
I am. But see, the problem is she's not even living here anymore. She graduated early, you know.
Oh,
she's,
so she doesn't go to school anymore.
Which is kind of a setback from it. And then she's also going overseas in July, so it's kind of a setback.
So you have from now to July to get something going, is what you're saying?
Well, but she's not living here. I'm going to go down and visit her and stuff, but, you know.
Okay.
It won't be anything serious, probably.
Do you think maybe she didn't want the long-term or long-distance thing?
That was definitely a factor, I think, in as far as her and me maybe getting together. I could bring it up.
Ask her about it.
See what's crack-a-lacking.
I mean, you have nothing to lose.
True. All right, Richard. Well, thanks for the
if you're as good a friend with this girl as you say you are,
I truly am.
Then it wouldn't matter.
Amen, Richard. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If me and her don't get together, it doesn't matter.
No, like I'm saying, bringing it up to her and stuff isn't gonna be hard to do.
Okay.
Like you're not. It's not gonna matter because
we're cool like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll just
bring
have
it
to
up to her. Talk
I'll
to her.
I'll just have to
get back to us. Good
call. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. That's what I'm here for. That is what I'm here for.
Right, well, now that I shared my personal love life,
yes.
Now I consulted by my ex-roommate / you know, high school graduate buddy.
Adam, do you have any advice on for Torin?
No.
No.
What the hell?
Nope.
You're screwed, buddy.
I was just thinking about the other topic that we were going to cover. So.
What's that?
Hit that, son.
Because I had somebody request this topic.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it.
It has to. We kind of mentioned earlier about not... not getting with someone at a party, not dating someone that you meet at a party.
Yep.
And I was... Basically what's happening is, trying to figure out how to phrase this without dropping any names. But,
where do you meet people if you're not gonna go to parties?
Say you have a girl that is...
Let's call her...
Has...
Cindy.
Has a...
Tabitha. Let's call her Tabitha.
Has like three, maybe two or three guys that are interested in her.
Okay.
Are we talking about running a train or?
And, she gives them attention.
Okay.
Probably a little bit
more than normal.
Yeah, a little bit more than normal.
Okay.
And say like she goes to a party with one of them.
Okay.
While at the party,
she sees the other guy.
She starts messing around with other guys. wild, this guy that thinks that he's getting somewhere with her, like, guy leaves all upset.
So is this the guy that asked you the question or the girl?
Someone who saw it happen.
Okay.
This is another thing. Their own business.
The girl.
why didn't the
whoever
girl
this girl
call,
is isn't ready for a relationship. Because.
Well, not a serious one.
Not a serious relationship because obviously she's just gonna go. I mean, like, she's just gonna. I mean, she had a guy with her.
Well, the only thing I can relate here is we don't know the subject. The two subjects.
I don't.
I mean, what if the first guy that came in was like didn't hardly know her? First guy didn't hardly know her, was treating her like shit, and he was kind of an asshole. But then she sees this guy who's really nice, you know, like Brad Pitt or whatever at the party. Bam! Of course she's going home with him.
It's just that,
you know, it's all relative.
I mean, there's some girls. I'm sure there's guys do this too, but it's kind of like. They'll be with this person until something better comes along.
Amen, Adam, that's me.
And it's kind of shitty to do something.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's not me, sorry.
Torrent. Yeah, no, like I've seen it happen a lot. And it sucks. Like, if the girl's not going to be serious about it, then... I mean,
well, she just may not know how serious he wanted to be is a problem. Maybe she said, oh, we're just friends. Like Adam's saying, oh, we're just friends.
Yeah, sometimes
there's
miscommunication where...
Yeah.
But still... That person doing that is needs to evaluate their own life.
And just make sure he doesn't have a handgun when he goes home all pissed off. So,
I think if she went to a party with a guy and like they went together, it kind of reminds me of Grease Lightning, the movie. And most of you probably never watched it. Anyhow,
yes,
they like go to. They go to a dance, and she's like, "But we went together," and it's not like they were dating or anything. But they're like, "We went together."
True.
And. The guy started dancing with another girl, kind of like this situation, what do you know? Anyhow, I mean, they did go together, and it's, so, I don't know, it's kind of tough, man, I don't know. So yeah, I'm just going to say that the girl's not ready for a relationship, so if you're the guy and likes this girl, don't go after her, because she's not ready.
She's a hoochie, that's what we're trying to say.
Unless you make it clear in your mind that she's just in it for the play and you can accept that too.
Maybe you can benefit from it for all we know.
But even in that
case... Hit it, split it, quit it, forget it.
Even in... It's got the knee out of you.
Oh my god. Just,
anyhow, don't... Anyhow, as Torin looks at Shannon's knee... Put it away. Alright, we got 10 minutes left.
You wanna try taking a call?
Dude, we should bounce that out.
If you, well, I'm like thinking, cause this takes a while to set up. We could try. I don't know
get
how
it down,
good it's gonna work. Do you wanna do this or should you want me to do this?
Do I just have to open up the program?
You just have to open up the program.
Sweet.
Yep. Oh shit. We just got a beating in the background for the show. Ah, shit.
Yeah, you have to go in and...
Two of them. My bad.
I hope I have the number saved still.
I hope so.
Are you going to call somebody?
We're calling the show.
Oh, shit.
All right, now what?
Dang, dude, hold on. I got to find the number. I don't remember what the number was. Anybody remember what the number was for the show? Let's just wait till next week.
All right. So we just had two bings in the background for nothing.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll just wait for next week. I'm going to put the number on the website. Oh, we should probably talk about why our show is not up. Our last week's show is not up on the website.
Yeah, we did record one last week.
We did record it, and it's recorded and ready to go, but we're having problems getting it on the site for some reason. I think we ran out of space, but I'm not sure.
No, so, it's not that. It's that we can't even connect to the FTP that we upload to.
Never mind. We can't connect to the FTP that we upload to. So that's going to be fixed sometime, and we'll get the show up there. I think what we should do is,
instead of going to the person that got us the account, we should go directly to the person who has the actual server.
Yeah, they told me to talk to them, but I haven't had time to.
Set it up, Richard.
I put in detail to the person who set it up. The person who gives the information, I send them in detail with the logs and what was happening, and he kind of acted like I was just typing in the wrong password.
Okay.
So... It's just that it's a pretty fast FTP.
We
get pretty fast downloads from it, so that's why we're taking advantage of it.
Yeah. And it's free space, so.
If not, we can put up on the old server.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's what's going on. And we have about like 6-7 minutes
left. Yeah, we can cut it early tonight since Sean Kennedy's rebroadcast is after us for a newsreel.
Yeah. We've been asked to cut our show 5 minutes. Anyhow. Well, they've been, like, they just want everybody to stop, like, 5 till the hour, so there's no overlapping of shows. But,
stop playing with your knee.
Yummy. Ingrown hairs. Anyhow, any last comments for anybody on AIM that would be welcome about now? And let's see, what else? Somebody said that I should be writing love letters. And people, because I mentioned that I'd write love letters for money, so somebody said that they'd pay me to write a love letter, and that I should send them on.
Highly recommended. I read a few. It's ridiculous. This guy's gifted. I'm serious.
And once again, I want to drop this on the episode.
My poems, too?
Before. If you ever receive a poem from someone, check a few lines of it on Google.
Dude, I Googled my poem.
You're going to find out that a lot of times people who give you a poem aren't as sweet and original as you think. They're just taking right. someone's other some of their
okay,
poem
thanks.
On Google.
Thanks,
I'm gonna
Adam,
mention
for busting
right
on
now.
Somebody.
I'm going to mention this right now. I wrote a couple poems, and I submitted them to a poetry site. And I keep getting awards for them for some reason. Like
sweet.
I get things in the mail asking me if... Like I, or it's just saying, like, here's a letter. You won this award for this. Da da da. If you want it, let us know. Whatever. And like I keep getting these awards, and like I Google the poem on like
you
on
may
Google.
May already be a winner.
No, I Googled the poem on Google. Like I just did a couple lines from the poem, and it like showed up, and it was like it's published in like 3 or 4 books already.
And then you need to drop a link to that.
I don't
on
even
the
know.
Website.
Oh, show.
So that the viewers, or listeners can see.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, I'm not. But that's okay.
That sounds like you got raped.
Nah, it's okay. No, because I agreed. Yeah, I agreed that I wouldn't sue him.
Ow. Good call.
It's alright.
So drop the link.
I'm published though. So.
Same here, Rich. Now we share. I was published in 2, but I don't know if they think it's just want me to buy the book.
You know, you got the buy. You got the ones that are like,
yeah,
hey, send the money
out,
and we'll
yeah.
put your phone.
Well, I didn't start that way, but my second I think was like that. Did you read my shit? It was dark, dude. My stuff was dark, dude.
Your poems scary.
Yeah, they were not nice.
I've gotten into the whole poem writing thing because I'm writing a children's book now. So
yeah,
and then I'm doing all the illustration for it. So.
Oh, that's ridiculous!
So
dude.
Sweet.
You're gonna make a ridiculous bankroll on that, Dr. Seuss. Damn.
I don't know.
I'll buy a love letter from Richard.
I just thought it'd be cool.
Thank you.
I like little kids are cool. So.
In what way? I'm just playing with you.
Don't go Michael Jackson. On
okay, me. Not the Michael Jackson way. Though.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a.
No. Okay, that was bad. Anyhow, let's see what else. What else we got going on? I think we're done, man. Let's just
shut
up the show. Let Sean Kenny do his thing. I gotta do some homework.
Who does that, Richard?
I napped all for the past couple hour. Somebody's cell phone didn't go off and wake me up. A couple hour.
I called you, Rich. Don't forget.
That's when you call. That's when I went to bed.
Represent. I still came up. I know you wanted me up here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he's like, go on.
I'm like, yeah. Anyhow.
About that, yeah.
About that, we'll talk. Anyhow, yeah, I'm done. All right, I'm going to give my shouts if anybody else wants anything to say. Adam?
Nope.
All right.
Nada.
Shannon shouts.
Shout to my girlfriend, of course. And, I don't know,
I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks of gonna become an uncle because this mic's not working. It was working. I was repeating what you were saying. So
okay, so I found out a few 5 to 8 weeks ago something that I'm gonna be an uncle, and just last week my sister found out that it's going to be a boy. So big shout out to Mason.
Tight.
Still in the womb.
Uncle Shannon. That's a pimp
that's some
game
scary
right there.
Shit.
I'm Uncle Adam, unfortunately.
Uncle Adam?
No, it's alright.
I'm not an uncle. I'm just gonna shout out to, P-Town, my boy, Chris. You know, keep it real, and thanks again, guys, for having me up here to, deface the show, so.
You did it well.
Thank you.
You wanna go, or should I go?
Go.
I have...
Wake me up, boys.
I can't believe you're singing eight. Anyhow, I'm going to give a shout-out to Commander Zeke, to Bo Derek, to Sarah, anybody else that messaged us today on the show, questions, emails, comments, whatever. keep sending your pictures and questions to us, and we'll get those answered back to you as soon as possible, either on the air or emails back from us. And let's see what else. Shouts to my brother. Shouts to the family.
Nate the Flavor Saver.
Shouts to Spin FM and Grant Radio. Shouts to MTV and Tech TV. Shouts to Face the Jury. Dude, this list is going to keep getting longer.
We need to make like a pre-recorded show.
Yeah. All right, here are our shouts. Click. Anyhow.
That would work perfectly.
Now, my personal shouts. I don't have any personal shouts. I don't have nobody to shout out. No, I'm going to shout out. Let's see, who else? Oh, I'm going to shout out Shedda, and I'm going to shout out everybody who wants a shout out. Just message me for next show. Shout out to my Cocha Pechocha. And that's it.
Okay, I guess it's my turn now. I'm going to give shout outs to an unnamed company that makes special dark chocolate, which is really good. special dark chocolate is good. I mean, I'm talking about the food, not the...
Not dark chocolate, not the dark chocolate. Never mind. Anyhow.
I love chocolate. Chocolate, which I haven't had for weeks and weeks. I haven't had chocolate for weeks and
Sorry, Adam, you keep setting yourself up for that.
And shout out to myself for everything that
I'd like to give shout out to myself.
Shout out to myself.
Shout out to myself.
For rearranging your room.
Yeah, I rearranged my room today.
Chance.
And I'd recommend anybody else who hasn't rearranged their room within the last 4 months to do that, because it gives you lots of motivation, and it's good not to get yourself in a routine.
Rhythm.
Your room will stay cleaner for longer because you won't get in a routine of putting things in certain areas.
Is my mic working?
Yes, it's working.
Okay, speaking of clean, did we get a new vacuum?
No, we're going to buy a vacuum.
He said he was going to check the prices, but when he got back, he told me he forgot to check. So.
Yeah, we didn't go to Walmart. But,
we didn't go to Walmart. So the original plan got totally just warped.
Totally warped. Anyhow.
I'm glad I didn't go.
I came back with like $50 worth of groceries. Anyhow.
Because he's like, do you want to go now? I'm going to stop at the bookstore and Hy-Vee. I'm like, I don't really have time to go to the bookstore or Hy-Vee. Then you were gone a really long time, and you forgot to go to Walmart.
I wasn't driving.
Another unproductive
That's my,
day.
My excuse. All right, we're done.
All right.
Ending music tonight is by the same group, Daphne Loves Derby, and it's on track 2, if you want to see that up.
It's not the same song we played last.
No, it's not the same song. This is one of their new songs that they have out, and it's good. So, and I like the band, and, you know, I'm just going to pimp them until they tell us not to anymore.
Shout out.
All right, so, well, here it comes.
Peace.
We are out.
Dreamsy about the clouds and how they seem to slowly fade away. Yeah, maybe someday we will find a way to disappear. Just me and you on silver lining dreams. Oh, how could I survive without your love and the hope you breathe? Oh, even when the sky is falling down, I know I have you, and that's all I need. Stay with me, and I could hold you close to the end of time.